My next guest is Vincent Adjei-Jumo, and he can correct me if he likes. He is a professor of African American Studies at the University of Florida. Many of you want to know what happened with Andrew Gillum. Well, I can tell you this. He did better to me than what was expected. We're going to go to Professor Vincent. Professor Vincent, did he do as well as he could have, or what happened in Florida?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Okay, great. I think what happened in Florida here, you have a situation where I just don't believe that there was enough of the turnout of the Democratic base the Obama voters. I think that in looking at the demographic breakdown, you see here that Andrew Gillum got 91% of the black male vote, 82% of the black women vote, 50% of Latino men, and 59% of Latino women. So 40% of Latino women voted for DeSantis, 46% voted for of Latino men voted for DeSantis, 18% of black women voted for DeSantis, and 8% of black men voted for DeSantis. Also, if you look at the percentage of black men and black women who voted in the election period, 6% of black men of eligible voters, 7% of black women, 6% of Latino men, 9% of Latino women of the total electorate. So I just don't believe that the Democrats did a good enough job.
No, of course they didn't. They didn't do. Right. They're doing a rotten job, just like they did in 2016. That is
right.
Why, Vincent, I was saying, you know, I don't know if Nancy Pelosi is the right face to put in front of this demographic that came out en masse this midterm election, and I'm talking about the millennials. Do you think that's a good look for them? Nancy Pelosi?
I think it has to be a multi-pronged approach. I don't think that Democrats should make celebrities the center of the get out to vote campaign. Mm-hmm. I think they need to do more than just rely upon, from what I see, I think they rely a lot upon talking heads on TV to kind of get their message out there. And it's not enough grassroots organizations that are actually going, and I'm talking about well before the election, not just waiting a couple of weeks before the election, but we're talking about years before the election to actually explain the issue, what's going on, why you should vote for this platform, why this candidate is the best person for the job to get this platform moving forward. So I don't believe that the Democrats are doing a good enough job to do that versus the Republicans. They already have a grassroots organization
right
here in Florida, from the remnants of the Tea Party movement. So I think that's really the main issue here. And I think upcoming for 2020, Democrats are really going to have to really start yesterday to start getting the message out as far as why their platform is the best platform to get people moving in the right direction. And the direction I'm talking about really is economically.
Right.
Because the recession never left the black community.
Never.
Right?
No.
The recession did not leave the black community. It is still here. Black home ownership has failed.
We lost all of our wealth from 2008 and 2010, and that was based on our homes. And let me ask you this. Do you think that, this terrible, hurricanes that we have, did they have any impact on this election at all, in any region of the United States? What do you think?
I think that the election where it hit in the panhandle, closer to Alabama than anywhere people reside, especially in Florida, if you really look at it. So I don't think, as far as Florida politics, I don't believe it had much of an impact as far as this election, especially pertaining to Andrew Gillum. You look at the other races, such as Bill Nelson and Rick Scott for the Senate seat. Scott won that seat. And it's very interesting because some of the people who voted, I believe it was like 40,000 people who voted for Senator Nelson voted for DeSantis, right?
Right.
So, again, so I think there's, you know, and it's not surprising, but I do believe there is a racial component
Absolutely.
To that statistic as well.
And I couldn't think of a better candidate for Andrew Gillum to run against. DeSantis came across as very unhinged. And him standing in front of, you know, with President Trump, it wasn't a good look. So I get the whole thing that there was a racial component. And it didn't help that you had all of these migrants, this migrant caravan. Were they running those kind of commercials down there in Florida, the migrant caravans?
No, I think the migrant caravan issue was more of an issue, you know, as far
Southwest.
As the states that
yeah.
border Mexico.
Right.
But it is a, I think President Trump pumped it up because, you know, there is a certain segment of Latinos here in Florida who think of themselves as being, as they think of themselves as white.
Yes.
And, they
and we're
identify.
Talking about the Cuban community for the most part, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. They identify themselves as such. And they think of themselves as such, and they think of themselves as far as politically as well. And so I think that the Republican Party has recognized this. You see the I just read a report that the some dignitaries from Puerto Rico were stumping in the Orlando area with Governor Rick Scott
mm-hmm.
Right up until the election.
Wow.
So they understand what's at stake here. And I think, and going back to the Democrats, I really think that, you know, they got to do more than just putting out celebrities as the
yes.
face of,
yes.
you know, whatever campaign and thinking that's going to get people motivated. I mean, you have to start really thinking about talking about some real kitchen table issues, talking about the economics, and how we're going to move our people forward economically. Because if not, you're going to continue to have these dismal numbers of black voters staying home.
So we have been talking to Professor Vincent Adejumo. Is it Adejumo?
Adejumo, yes.
Adejumo.
Yes.
Nigerian, Ghanaian, where are you from?
Nigeria, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, I'm good, Nigeria. Aren't I? I'm good. Thank you so much. Listen, I want to get you back on very soon. You have been an incredible wealth of information. Thank you so much. And keep up the good work down there in Florida, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, then.